Step In, Bible Stories for Children.
Today we're looking at the story of Gideon. We're going to a time when the Israelites, who were the special people chosen by God to make him known to the world, the Israelites were living in fear. They were hiding in caves and mountains from their enemies. Gideon was a really unlikely hero. He was chosen by God to save his people from the oppressive Midianites, who were not very nice at all. In this thrilling adventure, you'll experience nighttime surprises, secret messages, and a miraculous victory won without swords. You ready to discover how trusting in God can lead to incredible outcomes? The sun beat down on the land of Israel, but instead of working openly in the fields, the people hid away. The Midianites, a powerful enemy, had overrun the land, destroying crops and taking livestock. The Israelites were so terrified that they hid in the cracks of the mountains, in caves and strongholds. In the small village of Ophrah, a man named Gideon was secretly threshing wheat in a winepress. Now, normally, wheat was threshed on an open threshing floor where the wind could carry away the feathery light chaff. But Gideon worked in hiding to keep the Midianites from stealing their precious grain. As he beat the wheat, the only sounds were the soft swish of straw and the muffled rustle of grain. Suddenly, he sensed someone nearby. Startled, he looked up to see a man sitting under the oak tree that stood nearby. The man's appearance was striking. His eyes were bright and his presence exuded a calm strength. "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior," the man said, his voice gentle yet powerful. Gideon blinked in surprise. "Pardon me, my lord," he replied cautiously. "If the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our ancestors told us about? The Lord has abandoned us to the hand of Midian." The man turned to Gideon with a penetrating gaze. "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?" Gideon felt a mix of confusion and doubt. "Pardon me, my lord," he said again, "but how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." The man smiled kindly. "I will be with you," he assured Gideon, "and you will strike down all the Midianites, leaving none alive." Realizing that this was no ordinary visitor, Gideon wanted to offer hospitality. "If now I have found favor in your eyes, give me a sign that it is really you talking to me. Please do not go away until I come back and bring my offering." "I will wait until you return," the man agreed. Gideon hurried inside, preparing a young goat and bread without yeast. He brought the meal out and placed it on a rock as instructed. The man touched the meat and bread with the top of his staff, and fire flared from the rock, consuming the offering. Then the man disappeared. Gideon realized he had been speaking with the angel of the Lord. Fear gripped him, but the Lord spoke to him, saying, "Peace. Do not be afraid. You're not going to die." Filled with awe, Gideon built an altar and there called it, "The Lord is Peace." Imagine being visited by an angel and told that you would save your people. How would you react? Would you feel ready? Or rather unsure? That night, the Lord spoke to Gideon once again. Take your father's second bull, 7 years old, and tear down your father's altar to Baal. Baal was one of the other gods they were told to keep clear of. Cut down the Asherah pole beside it. That was a sacred pole used for these religious festivals to the god we don't like. Then build a proper altar to the Lord your God on the top of this height. Offer the bull as a burnt offering, using the wood of the Asherah pole you cut down. Gideon knew this was a dangerous task. The people of his town worshipped Baal and the Asherah pole. They were false gods which were displeasing to the Lord. Obeying God's command would surely anger them. Gathering 10 of his servants, Gideon decided to act at night to avoid being seen. They moved stealthily, pulling down the altar of Baal and chopping down the Asherah pole. The silence of the night was broken only by the sound of wood cracking and stones tumbling. They built a new altar to the Lord on the hilltop and offered the bull as a sacrifice. As dawn approached, they finished their task and returned home quietly. When the townspeople woke up and saw the demolished altar and the Asherah pole cut down, they were furious. Who did this? They demanded, their voices rising in anger. After investigating, they discovered that Gideon was responsible. They confronted Joash, Gideon's father. Bring out your son, they insisted. He must die for destroying the altar of Baal. Joash stood firm. Are you going to plead Baal's cause? He challenged. If Baal is truly a god, he can defend himself when someone breaks down his altar. The people murmured amongst themselves, unsure how to respond. They began to call Gideon Jerubbaal, meaning let Baal contend with him. Meanwhile, the Midianites, Amalekites and other eastern peoples joined forces, crossing the Jordan and camping in the valley of Jezreel. Their numbers were overwhelming, like swarms of locusts. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, summoning the Azurites to follow him. He sent messengers throughout Manasseh, Asher, Zebulun and Naphtali, calling warriors to join him. Even with the gathered forces, Gideon felt uncertain. So he asked God for a sign. If you will save Israel by my hand, as you have promised, he prayed, look, I will place a wool fleece on the threshing floor. If there is dew only on the fleece and the ground around it is dry, then I will know. The next morning, Gideon found the fleece soaked with dew, enough to fill a bowl of water. But the ground was dry. Still seeking reassurance, Gideon prayed again. Now, do not be angry with me. Let me make just one more request. Allow me one more test with the fleece. This time, make the fleece dry and the ground covered with dew. It was a big experiment, wasn't it, to see what God might do? That night, God did what he asked. The fleece was dry, and the ground was covered with dew. Gideon knew then that God was truly with him. Have you ever needed reassurance when facing a big challenge? Somebody to say, it's all going to be okay. How comforting it is to know that God is patient with our doubts. Early in the morning, Gideon and his army camped beside the spring of Harod. The vast Midianite camp was north of them, in the valley near the hill of Moreh. The Lord said to Gideon, you have too many men. I cannot deliver Midian into their hands, or Israel would boast that their own strength saved them. So announce to the army, anyone who trembles with fear may turn back. Gideon obeyed, and 22,000 men left, leaving just 10,000 remaining. But the Lord said, there's still too many men. Take them down to the water, and I will thin them out for you. At the water's edge, Gideon watched as the men drank. Most knelt down and put their faces to the water, but 300 men cupped the water in their hands and lapped it like dogs. The Lord said, with the 300 men that lapped, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hands. Let all the others go home. Gideon sent the rest of the men back, keeping only the 300. He equipped them with trumpets and empty jars with torches inside. No swords, no shields, just faith and obedience. That night the Lord said to Gideon, get up, go down against the camp, because I am going to give it into your hands. If you're afraid, go down to the camp with your servant Purah and listen to what they are saying. Gideon and Purah crept down to the edge of the enemy camp. The Midianites and their allies were as numerous as locusts. Their camels were like the sand of the seashore. They overheard a man telling his friend about a dream. I had a dream, he said. A round loaf of barley bread came tumbling into the Midianite camp. It struck the tent with such force that it overturned and collapsed. His friend responded, this can be nothing other than the sword of Gideon, son of Joash, the Israelite. God has given the Midianites and the whole camp into his hands. Hearing this, Gideon worshipped God. He returned to the Israelite camp and announced, get up! The Lord has given the Midianite camp into your hands. He divided the 300 men into three companies and gave each man a trumpet and an empty jar with a torch inside. Watch me, he instructed. When I get to the edge of the camp, do exactly as I do. When I and all with me blow our trumpets, then from all around the camp, blow yours and shout for the Lord and for Gideon. Just after midnight, they reached the outskirts of the Midianite camp. On Gideon's signal, they blew their trumpets and smashed the jars, revealing the blazing torches. A sword for the Lord and for Gideon, they shouted. The Midianites awoke in panic. Confused by the noise and light surrounding them, they turned on each other with their swords. The enemy fled, and Gideon sent messengers to the Ephraimites to cut them off at the Jordan River. The victory was complete. The Israelites rejoiced, celebrating the miraculous triumph God had given them. Imagine winning a battle and without swords, relying solely on faith and obedience. Now, how does Gideon's story inspire you to trust in God's plans, even when they seem, let's face it, a bit unusual? Gideon's story shows us that God can achieve great things through us when we trust and obey him, even if his ways don't always make sense at first. With just 300 men, Gideon defeated a vast army because he followed God's instructions. How might you trust God in your life today? Maybe there's a situation where things seem impossible or confusing. But by having faith and by praying, that's just talking to God, you can see amazing results. Remember, God's plans are always for our good, and he can use anyone, even you, to to make a really good